the rate of relief and recovery from anxiety.
Read the enclosed booklet and use the exercises as they are your passport to comfort, peace, and relaxation. Listen and re-listen to this session whenever you need a refresher on the ideas that you're allowing and that you want your subconscious to use for you. Use the hypnosis sessions regularly, each day. Think of it as taking a dose of a vitamin or a special meditation practice, or simply the conditioning and subconscious training that's letting mind and body unlearn anxiety patterns and learn or relearn a relaxed confidence. Give your hypnosis sessions your time and attention and make it important to you. But never use the hypnosis sessions while driving or doing other activities that require your attention. I'd like to share my personal experience with anxiety with you. It was anxiety and panic attacks that got me into a lifetime career specialization of mind-body medicine. I'd taken training at Purdue University in pharmacy before coming to the University of Arizona in 1969 to work on a doctorate degree. My wife and 2-year-old daughter had been living in a 1-room married student apartment for several years, and one semester I was cut from the graduate teaching faculty and I had no way to support my family or studies. It was the first time since age 12 that I did not have a job. I began to have panic attacks, which at that time made me think I was having a heart attack or dying. It also felt like I was losing my mind or falling into a void and losing all control. It was terrifying. I had no way to really express it to others. A doctor examined me and sent me to a cardiologist. The cardiologist ran some tests and very calmly announced that it wasn't my heart, but only stress. In my study of pharmacy, no one ever mentioned how stress or our own minds could cause such profound fear and physical symptoms. I was referred to a psychologist at the counseling center on campus. They had me take some psychological tests and told me that I was not crazy, essentially, and scheduled time to talk with me about the stresses I was experiencing. I learned a simple relaxation exercise. I was feeling a little better, but I remained petrified of the next panic attack. The more I learned about the physical mechanism and the more healthy changes I made in my lifestyle, diet, exercise, recreation, rest, the better I felt and the fewer the panic attacks. Even now, 37 years later, about once a year, usually on the anniversary of this earlier period, I might still have the beginnings of a panic attack, but I can't make it last long enough to really examine what my body's experiencing before it dissipates or just disappears. I changed my major in graduate school to create my own program from psychology, sociology, counseling, and medicine to focus on the mind-body connection. To this day, I remain wonderfully curious and in awe of the exquisite nature and power of the mind for healing. A quarter century ago, I met my friend and colleague, Dr. Andrew Weil. He was immersed in his own studies of healing using nutrition, botanicals, herbals, and the many effective natural remedies practiced in the world. We became instant friends and have worked together to share what we learn with others. So in essence, anxiety and panic attacks got me involved in the mind-body connection and medical hypnosis beginning in July 1970. And I love sharing what I've learned with you through my audio programs and books. Once you experience anxiety or panic, you know it. You don't forget it, but you can very effectively neutralize it, overcome it, and respect the purpose and role it plays in our natural well-being. About anxiety. Anxiety is a common experience that happens when we're frightened or fearful. It does not happen outside of mind or body. It is a totally internal or inner experience.